Welcome, welcome, everybody. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Chloe Ballatore. I'm a relationship and communication expert. I'm a graduate of Princeton University and Pat Allen's Want Institute, and I use the tools of transactional analysis as created by Eric Byrne. I use the tools of androgynous semantic realignment, which is Dr. Pat's work, and she was my mentor. And I also use tools that I've created because I've been doing this work for about 12 years now. I'm also over 20 years married. So everything that I'm telling you, I have tried out myself. And I have also at this point worked with thousands of people. I work with men, I work with women, I work with couples, I work with teenagers. I've also written four books on this work, and those are all available on Amazon. The first one has a lot of the basics and some of the stuff we're going to probably get into tonight. The second one, New Ways of Being, The Pain of Change, really talks about what happens once you start doing this work, because this work will change your life if you do it. I've never seen any results from any other modality the way that I have seen from this work. So it will work. It may take longer. It may go fast. You know, that's up to God. I was really happy actually today because one of my clients got engaged and she's been waiting for a little bit. But, you know, I knew it was just a matter of time because she uses these tools and they always work. Okay, what am I talking about? What is this work? So, when we talk about relationships and specifically about successful relationships, we're talking about a scenario in which the energy is balanced between feminine and masculine, also known as yin and yang. We live in a world based on duality. So balance is a really important part of life here on Earth, right? Because we have night and day, we have black and white, we have pain and pleasure. One doesn't exist without the other. And we have all the gradations in between, which is connoted by the swoop in the yin yang symbol. If you want to learn more about yin yang, there's a great book called The Yin Yang of Life by Dr. Kim and Dr. Lee. And they basically break down two MDs, obviously of Chinese descent. But they break down everything in the world, like these food, words, colors, everything between yin and yang. And it's really interesting. I always see something new when I look at that book. Okay. But regardless, these are the most successful relationships, are those that are balanced between these two forms of energy. Now, brief definition of yin and yang, because there is a lot of misunderstanding. All of us are both, okay? And that's not just from the ancient Chinese philosophy, but it's also from more recent studies that were done in biology, where Roger Sperry was the first to dissect the brains of newts and notice that they are divided into two hemispheres, just like human brains are. And that was discovered after. And that means that we all have a right hemisphere of the brain. That is the yin or feminine energy that is passive, patient, vulnerable. This is the world of feelings, of sensuality, sexuality, creativity, magic, non-linear thought. Yin energy is in the world to make it fun, but it's not of the world. Okay? It's receiving. And then we all of us have this left hemisphere, which is the yang energy, which is the masculine energy. And this is competitive, conquering, controlling. This is the world of singular thought, of single-mindedness, of doing, achieving, of taking care of things. Masculine energy is very much of the world. Okay. And most of us, men and women, are in our masculine energy when we're at work, because that's where it's all about achieving and doing. But some of us want to be in our feminine energy when we're in our personal relationships, especially if we're authentically a feminine person, because otherwise we get very burnt out acting ego-dystonic or acting like men. Okay. So again, one's not better than the other. All of us have this unique balance between feminine and masculine within ourselves, and that tends to change too as we get older. All of us experience hormonal drop-offs. Women become more masculine, we lose estrogen, men become more feminine, they lose testosterone. That doesn't mean you can't still be feminine or masculine if that is your authentic position. Now, there's a lot of confusion about what your authentic balance is, because when we have childhood trauma, that's anything that separates us from our innocence that happens between the ages of 0 to 12. When we have childhood trauma, that throws our natural balance, our authentic balance, off center, right? Because often as human children, we need to sacrifice some of our authenticity in order to adapt to the people who run the refrigerator, the people who run our lives, who take care of us. Human children are really super dependent, right? They don't have a lot of opportunity. They're not, we're not a species that is born and then just runs off into the wild, right? We need our parents or someone to take care of us in the beginning of life. And this, anything that happens during these initial years tends to have a greater impact or have greater valence on our lives than anything that happens later, simply because it occurs in this critical window. That was Freud's work. Freud wasn't right about everything, but he was right about that. And actually, Freud postulated that childhood was the only reality and that the rest of life is reacting to that childhood experience. He did not believe that the brain could change. Now, luckily, we now know the brain can change, and there's a great book about that called The Brain That Changes Itself by Norman Doidge. It's about stroke victims, but you can really apply it to all other kinds of changes that the brain makes. We now know the brain can change itself, but it does take work. And the work that I'm talking about is the work that I teach. These tools will help you change your brain. It's not always easy, but it is incredibly rewarding. And so thereby we have the opportunity to break the habits of childhood, to break what we've understood as coping mechanisms, which we believe are existential truths, but they're really just based on strategies of the moment, again, to help us get along better with the people who are taking care of us. The problems occur when we bring those strategies, those coping mechanisms into our adult life, and specifically into our most intimate relationships. That's where these patterns tend to show up first. And th ironically, that's when they sabotage us instead of helping us. So oftentimes, it's the very things that saved us as children that we carry those behaviors into adulthood that sabotage our relationships and prevent us from being in successful and happy relationships. Okay, so that's my basic spiel. If you didn't understand everything, don't worry about it. First of all, these sessions are recorded. They're available on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts. And really, you have to hear things a few times to absorb them. So if you're in that boat, don't worry. We're also going to understand all this stuff much more because I can talk and talk and talk about theory, but until we marry that theory with the things that you guys are going through, it's hard to kind of understand. And then once you start doing some of the homework that I give you, it will sink in even deeper. So it's a process that can be understood intellectually, but it also is experienced. And that helps sink in deeper. And I love to get your updates too. So, and that also helps the work sink in deeper because when you tell a room full of people about what you did and what's happened, you have a greater opportunity for healing. So, this room is all about introducing you guys to this work, answering your questions. My specialty is dating and relationships, but I really answer questions on a lot of other subjects, including work, including family and communication problems. So feel free to ask something about that. I also teach this work a few times a year. And right now I'm offering a couple modules just for men and just for women. So look into Meetup if you want to sign up for that. We have the men's dating coming up next week, and I think women's relationships in a couple weeks. So, those are going to be smaller groups, and not recorded. So if that's what you're looking for. Okay, Wendy, let's start with you.
Hi, Chloe.
Hi, Wendy. Welcome. How are you?
Good, good.
How can I help you?
I've got a question and something I want to talk a little bit about. So, I'd be really curious to hear from anyone, ladies or men, who want to go really slow in a relationship, particularly not getting physical. I don't mean just sex, but like even maybe even kissing or messing around or so. I find that this is just me right now, I think, and I'm feeling pretty good about it, but I've had some experiences with I think that's probably not the pacing most men would want to do. They're probably like the sooner the better. And I understand we talk about in this group not having sex unless there's a commitment, which I totally
Right.
agree. But
Intercourse.
intercourse, yeah. But even other stuff. So I mean, I just feel like in the beginning we're really in a getting to know someone phase, and I mean it's a little strange to me that romantic relationships that seems to be the way they're supposed to be. Like you just see each other and you just start kissing right away, first date or second date,
Well,
or maybe you're,
everybody does it differently. You know, I
but I
certainly
mean,
say that like a friendship is the best foundation for a relationship. So I think it's perfectly fine to go at whatever pace you want to go. Men often do push for sexual activity, and there's no problem with asking, and there's no problem with saying no. Right? So men are going to ask. Just if you don't feel comfortable, you just say no.
What about even just kissing or, snuggling up? Like, I just don't feel ready to do that.
Then don't do it and just say, I don't feel comfortable yet. I got to take things slow. For me, it goes slow.
Do you have people that do that and have been successful at relationships?
Absolutely. It's so funny that you said that because actually today, I don't remember if I mentioned this at the beginning of the meeting or if I just told Raul, but one of my clients got engaged today and I'm so happy for her. And it's with this guy that they were just friends. Nothing happened for like 8 months. They were just like hanging out here and there, talking as friends. She was seeing other people, you know, and sometimes for women, it can take a minute to build the trust, right?
And the attraction,
And it, and the attraction. This is not my first, you know, men, it's, I'd say it's a little bit less likely. It's less common that men usually know right away if they're attracted or not. But with women, it can sometimes build. And sometimes you find that you're attracted to someone that you dismissed in the beginning. I have another client, same thing, where she actually told this guy they were talking, they were friendly, and she's like, "Look, I just want you to know this is never going to go anywhere." He's like, "Okay, fine." Like a couple months later, they kissed. She moved, you know, they're together
But they
now.
probably didn't meet on an app. So
No,
on
they
an
did. Those two did.
Oh. So she told him right out. Well, did she say I'm looking for friends, or did she say I'm looking for?
She said, she went out with him like, you know, like what I told her, the duty dating. She gave him 3 dates. And then she told him, I don't want to lead you on, but I don't have the feelings that I would need to be romantic. So if you're seeing me, it's as a friend. But they were talking a little bit about some work-related item, which, by the way, is non-existent. I think it was really a red herring. But basically, the point is they continued talking. And, she found that she was like, I don't know. Am I not? I was like, see what happens if he kisses you, then you're gonna know. And he kissed her and it was like fireworks.
Well, cool. I'm gonna tell you real quick a success with that. So I told this guy basically what I told you, I need to go slow, and also I'm kind of protecting from COVID for a little bit with my medical condition. And I told him that in the beginning, and on our second date, he said, can I kiss you? And I said, no. And I followed up with a text, kind of reiterating where I'm at and everything. And he wrote back saying, of course, he has a faster pace and that he would like me to invite him over and that he wouldn't want me to do anything I don't want to do, but he wanted me to not be afraid. And I was just super offended. But then I just got over it and I'm like, no, I'm going to cherish my feelings. I'm not going to be hurt by that. That felt really rude to me, to like he wasn't listening to me,
But again, information that, like, see what a shortcut that is?
What do you
Now you
mean?
know, right? Now you know
No.
something about him.
That
Whereas
he's
before
rude?
you ha knew these tools, before you were cherishing your feelings, you wouldn't have noticed necessarily. You might have gone out with him some more, right?
No, I'm highly offended easily.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, anyways, it's good that you know. You know, I understand that it's not like a pain-free experience going on dates, but still, I'm glad you cherished your feelings.
Thank you.
You are so welcome. Exactly. You weeded him out. Okay. Okay, Dave. Hi, Dave.
Hello?
Hi, Dave.
Yes, hello. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How can I help you?
I have a problem with my I'm a teen. I just turned 18 right to last month, and I have a problem with my girlfriend. Okay. The problem is, she started doing. I don't know. I have a question. This is a question. Should I break up with my girlfriend because she started doing OnlyFans, and like my friends always like jerk off to them. Okay. I'm getting so.
Okay. I don't think I can help you, Dave. Sorry. Okay. No. Okay. So we don't do, David, we don't do video in this. Okay. So raise your hand if you have a question or a comment or about anything that has been said so far. Or an update too. And it can be about somebody else's work. I see a couple of people said in here, thanks for mentioning that. I feel the same way. Makes me anxious. Hi, Valentino.
Hello. I know you talked about some of your courses or training. I know you said there's like going to be a men's group. Was that like men's that are couples?
No. So I'm doing a dating and relationship event for men that's coming up. It's actually this coming Wednesday. It's on Meetup. Some people were telling me that they were having trouble signing up on Meetup. So if you are in that situation, you can also just reach out to me and I'll send you another link. But it's actually on Meetup. Where did Valentino go? Are you here?
Here.
Oh, you're there. Okay. Is that clear? It's gonna be from 6 to 7:30. We're gonna get like really into it, like all the best strategies and tips that I can pack into that time, but also take some questions, maybe do some role playing. So it's gonna be really good.
Okay, and it's going to go for a number of weeks.
No, that's just gonna be a one-off. That night is just gonna be that night.
Okay.
The ones, the longer groups are the module packages, and that's also here. It's the module package link, and those groups meet for like a month, and we meet once a week, and there's homework, and we go through. I usually teach my books, but for that we have module one, module two, and module three. So if you want like more intensive, sign up for that. And all these groups, you guys, are really small. That's like I charge more for my one-on-ones, but in these groups, you can kind of get a good deal actually. So if that's what you want, if you want to have a smaller group, you can talk in private. We can do that. And then also private sessions are great as well.
And all the modules 1 and 2, that's also online.
Okay, yeah. So that's 1, 2, and 3. Yeah, and those are online. I do them live, but I also do the module one, if you want to do it, I can offer you that asynchronous. So you could do it at your own pace.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I see on your website they're reviewing it. So.
Okay, cool. Does that answer your questions?
You know what? I came in a little late tonight. I'm trying to remember, like, I know you went to Princeton, and like, I guess I'm thinking, I'll just come right out and say it. Are you like a therapist, like a psychotherapist?
No, I'm not a psychotherapist, and I really do distinguish myself as different from that. A lot of times in therapy, especially emotive therapy, you go in, you talk, the other person listens and reflects things back to you, but you don't often get advice, right? That's an exercise that's healing in itself, but it doesn't necessarily change your life. So what I do is different. Sometimes people say, oh, this is what I was expecting to get in therapy, or, this is a ton better than therapy. What I do is I actually give you things to do that will change your life, that will have an effect, that if you do them, you will see different results. You understand the difference?
Yes, I'm hearing that, yes.
Okay.
Because my final question is that, as you talked earlier about like the trauma kind of throws us off and self-sabotages us, I guess because like I said, it's kind of saving us from, I guess, our caretakers, that's my words. But I think I'm trying to work on that specifically to undo that.
Yeah, that's smart. Yeah, and it's smart because you don't necessarily grow out of things just because you get older. A lot of times it does take that conscious work. So good. That's what this work is all about, is breaking those patterns that aren't serving you.
Okay, thank you.
You are welcome.
Akiva is next, I believe, on the list.
Okay, thank you, Roel. Hi, Kiva.
Hi.
How can I help you?
So I had a question. Okay. So earlier you mentioned, and I also agree with like the best relationship would be somebody that you have a friendship with first. But in a, like nowadays we're all dating on apps. Like a lot of people don't like approach people in person anymore. A lot of things is behind the phone. So how do you develop a friendship if I'm on a dating app with the intention to actively date you? excuse me, to actively date you. How do you build like have that friendship zone before you have like go into a relationship if that was already the intention?
I'm sorry, I'm kind of confused. What do you mean? You mean how do you steer it into a friendship?
Yeah, when okay, so
Even though you know that initially you guys went out to be dates.
yeah, like
Okay.
if my intention is already to date you rather than it being somebody that I already know in my life, and we have that friendship, we're building a friendship just on a platonic level and then
Right.
developing into a relationship versus me coming into a situation already knowing like, oh, I'm already looking to date you. So I already have that mind frame of dating you rather than just working on a platonic friendship first. How do you differentiate that?
Well, I mean, ultimately, you're just trying to get to know somebody, right? So I think, you go out, you meet somebody, you talk to them, and you kind of are both discovering things. the line that I give people to use if you start, okay, so let's say you start dating somebody and you have the sense that he is interested in you as more than a friend, but you're still at the friend level at that time. Then what you would say after 3 dates is, I've had a really great time getting to know you. Thank you so much for spending time with me. I don't want to lead you on, so I just want to let you know that I don't have the feelings I would need to have for a romantic connection. So if you want to keep seeing me, great. I just want you to know it will be as a friend. And then, see if they're interested in that. Some guys will still go for that even if they like you, because they like you. And so they really want to get to know you. Some guys will be like, oh, forget it, I'm out, right? So it's always a negotiation. So it's always like, I feel this way. What do you think if you're in the feminine energy? Now, just because you're a woman doesn't mean you're in the feminine energy. About 15 to 25% of the time, women are in masculine energy. And so then you have to find a feminine man or a feminine woman, right? So it doesn't matter if you're gay or you're straight. What you're looking for is the complementary energy, complementary with an E. Okay, does that answer your question, Kiva?
No, I was kind of okay. If let me maybe it'll be better if I like make an example out of
Okay,
it.
yeah, give me an
So
example.
I'm active, like if I'm actively dating on the apps, I meet somebody, or like I connect with somebody on the app, I already have that intention that this is somebody I want to date. I don't know if it's just something that I like that's for me personally, that I don't, it's not like, oh, let me learn about this person, let's develop a friendship, but it's already like we're talking
Okay.
about
You don't
future.
want friends. You just want a date. Okay.
I want to date, but it's also like I do like the idea, and I do think, I do agree with the fact that a healthy relationship does stem from a healthy friendship too. But it's kind of hard. Like I can do that with somebody I just meet in the street, or well, in person. But specifically dating on apps, since that's what all of us are doing right now.
So, okay, I really recommend that you do try to meet people in person. And if you are only meeting people on apps or connecting with people on apps, try to get off the app within 2 weeks maximum. So don't try to build something on an app for too long, because you really won't know if you like the person until you meet them. And I once had somebody come to me who said they'd been talking to someone for a year and that was their girlfriend, but they had never met. Once he met her, he didn't like her. It was over. You have to meet. So I want you to be meeting within 2 weeks. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. Thank you.
Okay. And the way you do that is you just say, hey, it's been great to getting to know you on this app, but I really feel more comfortable meeting in person. What do you think? If you're the feminine energy. Okay. Cece, I think you're next.
Hello.
Hi, Cece. Welcome. How can I
Yeah.
help you?
I just come from China, be here a few months. I use data app to meet some guy, but they always blame me. I'm too traditional. They always wanna hand my hands, give her some touch too early. I maybe first day or second day they wanna do that, but I wanna just be touched or. By my boyfriend, not who just meet her. Yeah, not to make sure what
Okay,
we
yeah,
will
we're
happen.
developing a theme tonight, I guess. So yeah, that's fine. Men are always going to try for sex, not always, but they're often going to try for sex, and often they know they're going to get a no. But this is how the human race is perpetuated. So it's okay to ask and it's okay to say no.
So
And
it's
if they're pressuring you, that's a bad sign.
But they tell me this, I'm not good because I don't like them if I don't want to do that with them.
Well, then, I mean, that's somebody who's just trying to put pressure on you to get their way, right? So
It's
I
not
always
true.
ask people if they want, if you're in the feminine energy, what you're really looking for in a man is or a partner is somebody to cherish your feelings. Women own the word no. If they're not hearing the word no, if they're insulting you and discounting you and telling you that you don't know what you're doing because you just got to this country and you don't know what you're saying and you're too conservative, those are bad signs. This is somebody who's trying to discount you, who's testing you out for abusability. You understand? They're trying to see how far they can push you.
Oh,
So
yeah, you
those
are
are
right.
red flags. That's when you need to say goodbye.
I need to say goodbye, right?
Yeah.
They just tell me, oh, where's the person? It's open. They always want to hug me. I say, they tell me just my problem, not their problem. They say they always date with a woman. First time I go to make a sex there, and they are so much Chinese woman can't do like this. So it's just my problem.
Yeah,
If
no,
I
that's
don't
a bad
see.
sign. Don't accept that. You know, a lot of us, especially women, we're so used to being talked out of our feelings that we accept that. And we're like, oh, you're right. And we do whatever they say, right? I don't know a woman who hasn't been in that position. And then you feel even worse because it's way worse to abandon yourself and what you know is right for yourself. So
You are
good. If a
right.
man's not cherishing your feelings, you got to cherish them for you.
You are right, but sometimes I will feel that a guy is nice, but I don't want to lose them.
Well, yeah, that's the
Right,
price
but
tag
that,
you pay.
yeah,
Of
but
course,
that's
it's not pleasant, but to lose a connection that you thought you were building. But do you really want to have a connection with somebody who tells you you don't feel the way you feel?
I tell them, but it will become debate. Well, debate. He will explain what he will think. I'm not trust him. For example, yesterday is I meet a guy second time. Then he book a hotel. He think it's a very nice hotel, so he want to give me massage.
Right. Obviously, that's a red flag. And I think that they're preying on your vulnerability as being new in America. Yeah. So just be careful. Don't do anything you're not comfortable with.
I think not comfortable, but he tell me he doesn't know, want to make sex with me. I need to trust him. I think not okay. I think just a boyfriend do that. But they will say, oh, I'm your boyfriend now. When you want to make sex with you, they will tell you, I decided to become your boyfriend. They will tell you so. You
Well,
don't like
right.
it.
I mean, the context you're telling me, you know, you have to identify whether or not you believe him in the context. To me, that doesn't sound believable the way you're telling it.
And then he wanna sleep with me in one bed. He tell me, doesn't touch me, just sleep in this bed because he booked a so nice hotel. It make me feel I do something wrong
Yeah,
if I
they're
don't.
trying to guilt you into it. They're trying to bully you into it. Don't take the bait. I would recommend don't take the bait. That's my advice.
Oh, don't attack the bed.
Yeah, don't take the bait. Find somebody who can hear the word no. It's very creepy when somebody can't hear the word no.
So if he is angry for that, I don't need to
You
feel.
don't need him in your life. My advice is good riddance.
Thanks for your idea. Because he before playing, we have some travel plan tomorrow morning, but I think it's not good. So he doesn't connect me again. So
Okay.
I feel I make him angry. So I feel maybe I do something wrong, but I
That's
should
just a
become.
game. He's just playing a game. I don't teach gamified communication, but there are people who are going to try it, and it will work.
So thank you for you tell me that it's not because I'm not like a Western woman. It's
No,
just
it's
because.
not that. He's just trying to mess with you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Hang in there. I hope you find a good one. I'm sure you will. It's just a matter of time, usually. Okay, did people put things in the chat? I feel like I did not see them if they did.
Where they decide to be on.
There's no questions in the chat yet. One person left, so.
Oh, the guy who said, I want to talk to women?
Yes.
He left? Okay. Well, I want to talk to women I'm attracted to. I'm afraid of rejection. It totally destroys my confidence. I know I'm one of the best. I don't know how to be better at it. Okay. Well, Sandeep, if you are listening to this, and this is a common question and problem, it's actually why I'm teaching the men's dating class because this is so common. Please understand when you, nobody likes rejection. Rejection is part of the game when you're, especially when you're a man, but definitely when you're dating, because men initiate, the masculine energy initiates. So rejection has to be desensitized. Now, the truth is, it doesn't really matter if somebody rejects you, especially if they're a relative stranger. The rejection hurts because it's a hearkening back. It triggers the original wound. So, whenever that original wound happened to you when you were a child, you were left out, you were made to stand in a corner, you were made to feel shame about yourself, you were made to feel like you didn't deserve to be alive, perhaps. That's what the rejection is hitting that wound. So just having that awareness about it can often help desensitize because it's really not about the actual thing that's happening in the moment. And so, you know, unfortunately or fortunately, part of living a successful and enjoyable life here on Earth is reaching out to the world without knowing how it will respond, whether it will work or it won't work. I mean, especially if you're an artist, but this is really true of anybody. That's where the satisfaction lies, because that's how you show yourself you believe in yourself, is that you try things and you act on your impulse, your desires, your wants, your things you don't want, without knowing exactly how it will turn out. So, you know, that's how it goes. And the same dynamic is true in dating. So, as much as you can just sort of, even if you don't like rejection, still just take counteraction, the easier it will get. Okay. Okay. Who's
I
next?
see. I
Yeah.
show Ali is next on the list.
Okay. Thank you, Roel. Hi, Allie. How are you?
Hey, Chloe. I'm doing pretty good. Thank you. I'm still dealing with this ridiculous aftermath of the flu.
Oh.
I know. I cannot remember the last time I had a cold, and this has just lingered. So it's difficult for me to talk, but I hope you can hear me okay.
Okay.
All right, you can hear me, right?
Yes.
Okay, excellent. All right, so I've been under the weather now for almost 3 weeks. I cannot believe it. And I just had a birthday, and my sweetheart just had a birthday this week. And we had all these plans. I was gonna hang out with him on his birthday. We were going to go out tonight also. And we're going to hang out on Saturday. These were all dates that we had talked about, but nothing was really etched in stone. And he just got over the flu. I'm going to say not quite a week ago. And he's come over a few times to bring me dinner, which I appreciate. And so I'm having a little brain fog, so bear with me because this
Okay.
may even link together what I'm saying. So what I'm getting at is it's causing me to feel a little disconnected because we see one another weekly. I haven't spent the night at his house in 3 weeks. That's a long time because we both were sick at the same time.
Right.
And,
Well, first he was sick, right? And then you were sick.
well, I got upset because he kept clearing his throat. And I'm like, baby, you okay? Excuse me. He's like, I know. So he kept telling me, "No, sweetheart, I'm fine. It's just I don't know." And he kept like clearing his throat. That was not normal. Like he doesn't normally cough and clear his throat and sneeze. And but we'd already been kissing. We are very passionate with
Well,
one another.
right. He didn't know.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I got a little upset. I'm like, why would you kiss me when after I discovered he wasn't feeling well, he's starting to feel sick like the next day. No, this is like the day. 2 days after my birthday. And so I said, "Baby, are you getting sick?" He said, "I think so. I don't know. I don't feel right." And so as it turned out, he was getting sick. And I said, "Why would you kiss me if you knew you were not feeling well?" Like I said, I've been down for 3 weeks. I'm so annoyed because I've had brain fog. It hasn't fully cleared up. And to be honest with you, like I had a little setback. I was trying to do a lot of things. I didn't sleep the other night and I powered through the day because I was up early. And before I knew it, it was his birthday. And then I ended up sitting out and he had like a gathering at his house and I didn't go. They were drinking and playing cards and doing other stuff. So I kind of didn't want to be around that, just getting over the flu, drinking. I'm not a big drinker anyway, but I'm just trying to. I'm not an insecure person, certainly not insecure in my relationship, definitely not a jealous person, but with the distance or the disconnect from the time, and we're accustomed, like I said, we're very amorous with one another. So for 3 weeks to go by and we've not like slept in the
Right.
same bed and cuddled and
It
all of that
sucks. Yeah.
canoodling, right? It does. And so,
Okay, so I'm hearing two things from you. So
yeah.
first of all, you're mad at him because he kissed you when he was getting sick. But that was because he wanted to be with you and he wasn't sure. But now you're upset because you're sick and you're not having any physical contact with him. But I'm thinking if he's pulling back,
He's not
it's.
pulling back. He's not
Oh,
pulling
okay.
back. No, no,
But
no,
if
no.
he's keeping you space while you're sick.
He's not doing that. No.
Oh.
He's not doing that. It's just that I was invited to hang out on yesterday for his birthday, and his kids were there, friends were there, and I wasn't there. And so I'm feeling some kind of way because I guess I could have gone. I didn't go because I'm feeling still tender. I didn't want to drink. I'm not a big drinker anyway, but alcohol is a suppressant and a depressant, and
Right,
I
and it's
didn't
not good
want
for
to.
you if you're sick.
Right, so I'm thinking that was the logical thing to do, and maybe we'll just get together Saturday. It doesn't have to be on his birthday. And I did check in with him. I said, "Sweetheart, I
Okay.
feel
So
some
what's
kind
your
of way about
question?
it. I don't know that
Okay. I think you're just a little crabby from being sick, and that's totally normal to be
Yeah.
depressed. And to feel like it's never going to end because it has been going on a long time.
It has. I'm sick of it.
And
Yeah.
just, look, there's no arguing with a feeling. We either feel something or we don't, right?
Yeah.
Now, whether that's a rational feeling or it's something acted on, that's a different story.
Right.
You're just having bad feelings, but there's nothing really to do about it, is what it sounds like to me. You just got to wait to get better, and then you're going to feel better.
Yeah, so I said,
Don't
babe,
make any decisions from or assessments from this state because you're in a weakened, compromised state. So you're not gonna, like you said, you have brain fog.
I definitely do.
You
Yeah.
know, we
Yeah,
can't get rid
definitely.
of all negative feelings. I mean, if we want to have happiness, we're gonna have sadness. If we want to be healthy, we're gonna be unhealthy at times, you know? So
Yeah, I'm not accustomed to it. And
I know
so.
it sucks. I'm the biggest baby when I'm sick, so I'm telling you this. But I know, and I have to tell myself that this is going to end. You're going to feel differently next week.
Exactly. And I'm so glad that I had an opportunity to allow him to pamper me when I had like a procedure like a month and a half ago. And he was really doting and really sweet and thoughtful. So, one of the things though that I wanted to share with him, well, we talked about it already. I told you, for those who don't know, we've been friends for decades and we ended up reconnecting. And even though I feel like we have very little in common, We get along so well, and he's such a safe, happy place for me, a soft place to fall. And for the things that matter, we're so bonded and we have this beautiful synergistic flow. And what I'm noticing though is that our communication styles are very different. I'm a very, I think, high level effective communicator and very evolved communicator and very proactively engaged. And I believe in investing in the relationship by working to strengthen it always to kind of retard it from decay, if you will, or breakdown. I'm not using my words
I
properly.
know what you're saying.
Yeah, so anyway, he's not the most effective communicator when it comes to discussing his feelings. When I
Right,
was
that's
talking to him
okay.
the other day when he came by to bring me dinner, which I appreciate it, I said, "Babe, I've got a bone to pick with you." He's like, "What's that, doll?" I said, "You got me sick, and I can't freaking get over this damn cold, and I'm so tired of being sick, you know?" And he was like, "Sweetheart, you know, I felt like you got me sick." And I'm like, "Are you kidding right now?" And so we went into that conversation, and then he's like touching my hair. He's like, "Your hair is so beautiful." I said, "Baby, I'm talking to you." And he's kissing my fingers and my hands. I said, "Are you listening to me?" And he started laughing. He's like, "Are you serious right now?" I said, "You're
Yeah,
not
because you know
listening."
why? Because when you're with someone, you guys are going to get each other sick. I mean, that's just the way it works.
So
To him,
there's
it's
nothing
not a
to.
big deal.
Right, that's what he's saying, but I'm
There's
feeling.
nothing you can do. I
Okay.
don't, you know, do you want to die on this
No, but
hill?
what I was going
Okay,
to
it's
say
not
is.
important. I don't see it as important, but I
Right.
don't see it as important to you either, but except in this moment. You know what I'm saying?
I got you. And he said that he was open to working on our relationship. If we, I said, "Babe, if you found yourself in a situation where you needed relationship support, would you do it?" And he's like, "I'm not into that, you know?" And I'm like, "Are you serious?" He goes, "But I would go with you." I said, "You would? Are you serious?" He's saying
That's
that to
fine.
kill me,
That's
though.
fine. Look, women carry the spiritual energy of the relationship.
So, how
Doesn't
would
have to
one.
be the same as you.
Right. And how would one work on communication to bring it more into alignment, with someone who's very different from you, but they're open? And he's like, "Sweetheart, I promise you. I mean, I want to learn, teach me, you know?" So
Right.
he's open. I just don't know how to really broker that.
Okay. Well, you know, again, we're getting into something that would probably be better in a private or a more like focused
Gotcha.
setting because other people have questions and stuff.
I
We've talked
understand.
a little bit about this before, the stroke and stand, which is in my first book, but if you want to talk in deeper, you know, let's set something up.
Okay.
And
Awesome.
we can get really specific about it.
Makes sense. Thank you. Especially when I'm clearer minded right
Yeah,
now. I
exactly.
think I'm rambling. I hear
Exactly.
it. Apologies, but thank
It's
you so much.
fine. It's
Yeah.
fine.
Thank
You're
you, guys.
welcome.
Thanks
Thank
so
you
much.
for sharing.
You're welcome.
Okay. I just want to, you know, you guys, we only have a certain amount of time in these groups, and it's really an introduction. So for deeper questions, we have to meet. Okay. Yes, Raul, who's next? Tyler?
Tyler, yes.
Okay. Hi, Tyler.
Yes, hi.
Hi, how can I help you?
So I have a big problem.
Okay.
My girlfriend touches my best friend's dick.
Okay. Another one. Okay. Elbert.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry. What we have to deal with. I'm so sorry. Chloe, thank you so much for
You are so welcome. You know what? It's
opening
not
this
always
room.
like that. Tonight we have a couple. Often we
It's
don't have
great.
them, but
It's great. Thank you for your patience. I have two comments, and I want to keep it short because other
okay.
people want to do it too. One is that I was in long-term relationships, and in the long-term relationships, I discovered that we're not always on the same page. Sexually or in the mood or whatever. So
Right.
if you go on a date, there is no need to be on the same page as someone else.
Well,
No, my.
I think there's an assumption like, oh, we're gonna have the same sex drive because we're a couple. And it's like,
Maybe.
probably not. You're probably
No.
not.
And that comes to the second point that I find is that open communication. So your recommendation was to meet at least within 2 weeks. That is with borders or traveling or whatever. Maybe not always possible, but I do also think that meeting is the quickest. And I'm traveling a lot, so I meet a lot of people. And indeed, rejection is part of it. I wanted to tell you a little joke. There is a guy that says, every woman that I meet, I ask to sleep with me. So this guy says, but don't you get rejected all the time or slapped in the face? He said, yeah, probably 99 times. So what I want to say is, like, you're absolutely right. There's a role thing going on where the guy asks and the girl rejects, or once every 100 times, you are lucky. So then the last thing that I wanted to say is the following. I think that it is dangerous to desensitize rejection, because what we heard this night is that women have troubles putting boundaries up, and if men are taught to desensitize rejection, I think those two are not separate. Even though it looks like it's a separate situation, I don't think they're really separate. So I would suggest to just lower the expectations and maybe make that already clear in the beginning. And that has everything to do with communication. So thank you so much. And I love to hear everybody else to responding to
Okay.
it.
Thank
Thank
you.
you, Chloe.
Thank you, Albert. Okay, Andrew. Andrew? Oops, did I mute you? Please excuse me.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Sorry, I'm driving. Yeah, I'm just gonna make a comment that there are some guys out there who do wait. The girlfriend I am currently with, kind of flippantly, probably a month or two, said, "Oh, by the way, I'm celibate." I'm like, da da da, and then she continued her conversation. I'm like, "Wow, that's a big, big thing to consider, right? Because it's kind of unusual these days." And so, but no, yeah, we've been together for 6 months now, and I'm probably going to propose to her in April. So,
Excellent. Yes, exactly. Not every guy is just, and if, thank you for making that point. Not every guy is just going to walk away because you don't have sex with them. That's what they're trying to bully you into believing. That's not a, and anyways, if they do, then bye. Okay.
should be Mark next.
Okay. Hi, Mark.
Yes, hello, my name is Mark and
Okay, another faker. Wow, we've got a lot of them tonight. I had a feeling because that was a fake profile picture. Okay, this is gonna be the last one, JM. Are you there, JM?
hello.
Hi, hi. How can I help you?
I have a problem that I always jerk off to my best friend when he takes his shirt off, okay?
Wow. Okay. Well, we had a lot of RSVPs tonight and a lot of jokers. Okay. Well, I am going to wrap it up if nobody else has any more questions. Kind of the Wild West here tonight, but thank you guys for coming. If you want to sign up for another event, you can do so. I told you about the women's relationships and the men's dating and relationships. Those are going to be on Meetup. You can find those on Meetup. You can sign up for my module packages at the link, and you can find my books. They're all on Amazon, and this session is recorded. You will be able to get that on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts. If I don't hear from you, I will see you next time and have a great evening.